What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They are playing tonight with Live.
Yeah.
At Starlight. Hang on, Sam. Don't give it up.
Favorite part.
Don't give it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we just go for that one part?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Collective Soul and Live at Starlight Theater tonight. There are tickets in house.
Are you thinking about going?
I thought about it, Sam.
You're too old. It's a school night. You gotta go home and go to bed.
Venue is where?
Starlight.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's my favorite venue in town.
That is a good one.
And it's with Live. You remember Live?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Selling the drama, lightning crashes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love me some
lightning
crashes.
Pain Lives on the Riverside.
You love live music, and I always say if you have the opportunity to go see a live performance.
I've never seen Collective Soul or Live.
Let alone at Starlight, one of the crown jewels of our entertainment offerings here in town, I would go do it.
However, if he doesn't get his Wheel of Fortune, his tapioca pudding, and his 8:30 bedtime,
right.
I'm going to have to deal with Grumpy Scott.
Very grumpy. I think you should go.
You know, there was a time when I could go to a concert on a weeknight and turn around and I was golden the next day.
Yeah, you're good.
I was golden. There was the time, I think I told you this, where Brenninger and I went to go see Bad Company on a school night. We ended up in Nebraska.
It's exhausting.
In a limousine. This was back in our drinking days.
Yeah.
And somehow we go to see Bad Company. And the next morning I wake up and I'm in Nebraska. And I don't remember getting to Nebraska.
Okay, I was going to ask, what do you mean ended up in Nebraska in a limousine?
We were in Nebraska in a limousine.
With no recollection of the processes in between.
That is correct.
Okay, but we've all had that, you know, in our 20s or...
I was in my 40s, Dana.
Okay, never mind. I think you should go see him.
After hearing that?
I am going to... Those days are behind me, I hope. I am going to go see Shinedown on July 29th. That is a Tuesday night. So Wednesday, July 30th.
Going to be Grumpy Scott.
I'm not going to be in good shape.
That's okay.
But the way I see it, though, is if I'm going to go to a show, like I know like 3 Collective Soul songs, maybe 5 live songs. If I'm going to go to a show, I want to know every song they're going to sing. Like Shinedown. There's not a song they can play that I don't know.
Because it's more fun to sing along and you know the words and,
right.
and you're feeling it. I agree. If you only know 1 or 2 songs, it's more enjoyable if you know the entire
catalog.
And do
I have to stay until 11 o'clock at night to hear
Oh, you know that's what they're going to finish with.
Right.
I'm actually the opposite. I almost prefer to go to shows that I've never heard of the artist.
Good for you, Sam.
Step into a world where I've not experienced.
Yes.
It.
Yeah. Expand your horizons with that Barry Manilow show.
That's right.
Mandy ain't going to sing itself.
You don't know a lot of Barry Manilow songs?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Sam?
I was born 10 to 20 years after they came out.
It was so good. It is so good. Now, he's sort of doing the medley now. Got a lot of medley going on the last time I was
there's
there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with the medley. He's not getting any younger. But
he's
Sam,
got a lot of hits.
I do think you would enjoy it. If you like the Air Supply sort of wheelhouse, Barry's for you.
Not to mention, great point, text line. It is an outdoor venue, and it is 91,000 damn degrees outside.
It is. But you know what? They did that Capitol campaign. They're getting ready to extend it. I don't know if they have already. They're going to extend, like, a roof over the stage.
Why don't you go to the show?
Starlight's amazing.
Why don't you go to the show?
I have plans with some girlfriends tonight, or I would.
Have you ever been to Starlight when you've heard yourself?
No, No. But I will tell you, don't you dare. You guys, please don't. Just don't. Just stop. I was in a good mood.
You're in a good mood.
No, do not.
Have you ever been to Starlight to see a show?
No.
Like, we went and saw.
No, stop it, no, Sam.
He hasn't done anything.
Stop it. I see the look on your face, and you're getting ready to do it. Stop it.
You need to calm down.
Stop it.
So who did we go see at Starlight not too long ago with the girls?
Train.
It was Train, that's right.
Train.
No.
Yes, it was. Did you know Starlight offers theater education programs for Kansas City youth, Queens,
they
and
do.
Teens with a passion for musical theater can audition for the Starlight Stars the Starlight Stars
I will
of Tomorrow
tell you more, Sam.
Performance Troops.
Okay,
other
that's
important
that is
offerings.
Enough.
Shh.
No.
Please.
That is enough.
We're trying to get informed.
I've never been to Starlight and heard myself in the bathroom.
So, Dana, what if I was hungry at Starlight Theater?
You would go
Starlight
to the...
Starlight has a wide range of food and drinks to satisfy your cravings. Concession stands and
you.
Portable
Stop
units across
it.
The theater
I was in a
offer
good mood.
Everything from frozen drinks and ice cream to favorites like soft...
Huh. Interesting. We have soft ice cream and... flavored drinks.
Yes, if you get hot tonight, they have soft ice cream, Scott. Enjoy the show.
Okay. What if there were bad weather at Starlight? What should I be aware of?
The show must go on. Generally, all events are held rain or shine at Starlight. We encourage our guests to dress for
you.
Potential weather
Stop
changes.
Playing
Guest
that.
Safety
Please.
Is our number right. one priority.
I was in a good mood. I had so many things
so
to talk to you about.
Weather
no,
conditions
no,
exist.
No, stop it. Can I say something,
we
please?
We may choose.
Stop it. I hate you.
To delay a performance.
Oh, I'm about to delay a performance.
Are you?
Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
So Sam was telling us out in the newsroom.
Oh my gosh.
That he prefers to spend his night... learning about a serial killer in a new documentary that I refuse to watch.
Brian Coburn.
Because at night, I have learned for my brain, it is better for my mental health to not watch awful things like what happened in that house in Idaho. I just can't do it. Although, Sam, you say it's a 10 out of 10.
I'm only about halfway through, and I would already give it a run, do not walk. If you're in the news industry and you followed every single detail of the story.
This is Brian Coburn.
Yep. The first 30 minutes was pretty boring. But after that, when they start getting into his life, wow.
Yeah, I can't.
Phenomenal.
And I think part of it is I have children that age. Like, I can't. It's
what's the platform?
Are so awful, you cannot watch it.
It's on Peacock.
Ooh, I got that.
So I do not have Hulu. Okay. But Facebook was pushing me to this show yesterday. And I started kind of like to click on it, read it. For the first time, we might get a subscription just for this show, and it is the star, the redheaded daughter from Succession. She's an incredible actress.
Okay.
Won tons of Emmys for Succession. She played Shiv on Succession. Let me tell you the synopsis, and then I had a nightmare about the synopsis with her starring in my nightmare last night. Okay. She has like a 9 or a 10-year-old boy, and you have to look this up, Sam. I don't remember the name of it. She has like a 9 or a 10-year-old boy. And she drops him off at a play date, okay, at this house. Drops him off at a play date. All right, I'll pick you up in a couple hours. Have fun. Bye. you know, don't forget he's allergic to peanuts, whatever. She leaves. The premise of this show is she knocks on the door to go get her son, and the same mom and dad answer the door, and they go, can we help you? And she goes, yeah, I'm here to pick up. And they go, I'm sorry.
Is this a true story?
No. This is the premise of this new show with her. And the people on the other side of the door are like, ma'am, what are you talking about? And she goes, are you like, I'm here for my son. And they go, you must have the wrong address. And so it's one of those shows, and this is the stuff of my nightmares, where you know something to be true and everyone else around you thinks you're crazy.
Is it the stolen girl? Is it daughter?
It's a son, and it's coming to Hulu, and I'm telling you right now, we are going to end up downloading Hulu where mom drops off her son.
That's what I Googled too, and I got the stolen girl.
Yes, it is based on the novel called Playdate. The series revolves around a woman whose child is abducted by someone she believed to be a fellow parent. I don't know that I could watch that show, and I don't know that I could read the book, but it scares
me. What's it called?
I think it's called The Stolen Girl. That doesn't sound right, though. I'll look it up. Anyway, I had a nightmare about the premise of that show. Don't you have nightmares like that, Scott, where you show up somewhere or you just forget to turn in something, but you know you have, and so, everyone around you is saying, you did not do your job. And you're going, yes, I did. And they go, I don't know what you're talking about.
The recurring dream that I always get, and by always, I mean, you know, once every few months, but it's the one dream that is a repeat in my life.
Okay.
Is I'm in college. I am in a class. It's always an English class, like reading books, okay, et cetera. It's the end of the semester. I haven't read a single book, and I don't know where the classroom is. I have no idea.
It's called All Her Fault, and I am wrong. It is on Peacock. It is called All Her Fault, and they are saying this is the thriller of the year.
Hmm.
It is a plausibly terrifying situation that unearths the deep secrets of a community. As she arrives at 14 Arthur Avenue, expecting to pick up her young son, Milo, from his first playdate with a boy at his new school, the woman who answers the door is not the mother she recognizes. The woman does not have her son, and so begins every parent's worst nightmare.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Starlight is honored to have been part of Kansas City's summertime traditions for many years. Our theater's first presentation, Thrills of a Century.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Story here out of Shawnee. I have to think it's Western Shawnee. As their neighborhood HOA board claims their mini pig Shira is a danger to their Shawnee community, the Rockwood family is fighting to stay together. Leah and Curtis Rockwood say that they've had Shira for almost 7 years. Shira is a pig. They learned that their oldest son is allergic to dog and cat hair, so they decided to adopt a pig. They said Shira grew up alongside the two boys. Quoting here, we couldn't get a dog. And when we got Shira, she would run and play. We have videos of our boys. They were a lot younger and she was just tickling them. You get stuff like that. It's part of the family. The Rockwoods say that Shira has a special animal permit with the city of Shawnee, which the city confirmed in a statement. However, the HOA board president, Stephen Drum, claimed that Lee asked for approval and was denied before they even purchased their home. Now, what neighborhood this is, I do not know. The story from Fox 4, check that, Channel 5 does not say. But they have a pig, and the Homeowners Association says they can't have a pig. They say the pig is livestock, regardless of registration or city status.
Has anyone told Will Sterrett about this? Because Wink is not going to take this sitting down.
They did, the family argue, it's not livestock. Livestock is for the purpose of growing to
food.
Eat.
Yes.
This is a pet. This is domesticated.
It's a mini pig. You wouldn't eat a mini pig anyway.
What's the problem with having a pig?
First of all, I don't even know where to start, but let's start here. They are saying Shira is a danger to the community.
Correct.
There has never in the history of a mini pig been a mini pig that is a danger to anyone's community.
Now, miniature pigs aren't always mini.
They've had her 7 years.
I don't know what size this one is, but
it's over 100 pounds.
Depending on the breed, they can grow up to 14 to 20 inches tall, and some top out at 50 pounds, some top out at just over 200 pounds.
So do pit bulls.
Says the dad, it's just a pig, man.
I see it as just a really smart dog. I don't see the problem.
Come on. Is there a fence? They now, you know this. They had a permit for the pig before in their former house in Shawnee. They had a permit for the pig.
Correct.
When they moved to a different home in Shawnee, city ordinance required that they reapply for a new permit. So they had a permit. Then they moved. They were following the rules. Said, now we need a new permit. And that's when the HOA got involved.
I'm looking up to see what neighborhood they live in.
Additionally, listen to this, Scott. The HOA may have its own regulations that supersede any decision made by the city in this case.
Which I believe is true.
Yes,
sadly, it's
and
true.
That's where the wider topic is here. Very few people listening are probably going to have a pig or a neighbor who has a pig. There are rules that state, and you agree to those when you move into a neighborhood.
Correct.
That in certain cases, the HOA rules supersede any city law or ordinance. And let me give you an example, because I know people are saying, well, that's crazy. City ordinances in Shawnee or Lee's Summit might say you have to keep your grass, you know, below 12 inches or it's considered a nuisance by the city. your HOA could say it's 5 inches. Lawn length and condition is a great example of that.
And you have to sign on to that contract when you purchase that home. It's just a decision that you make if you really want that property. Now, did somebody complain? Or was the HOA president just driving around being an HOA president?
Come on. I just got hit up by the Microsoft people.
You did not. Is your computer frozen? And we're frozen.
We should really stop letting you use computers.
Oh, Scott. Okay. Too, yeah, don't touch anything.
All I was doing was a property search. Listen.
That may lead to data loss and identity theft.
Okay.
That is
don't
aggressive.
Don't click on it. Now listen to this.
God, I hate these people.
Listen to this. The HOA board president claimed that the family asked for approval and was denied approval before buying the new house in Shawnee. Quoting here from the HOA board, Ms. Rookwood asked for HOA approval of her pet pig before going under contract with this house. Her request was explicitly, quote, not approved, and the declaration language clearly prohibiting livestock was shared. The declarations are on file with Johnson County since 1999. She went ahead with the purchase of the house, they continue, knowing she would be in violation of the declaration. The HOA board confirmed that a pig is livestock regardless of registration, pet, or city status. They have asked her to remove the pig from the neighborhood to resolve the violation.
Now, does the bylaw specifically state that pigs are counted as livestock? Because I'm hiring a lawyer and going to court.
The Rookwoods argue the board never approved or denied the pig. I believe we are being bullied. Does that change your opinion if, in fact, the board can prove she asked permission? Because wouldn't you think before you buy a house, you would make damn sure you were able to bring an animal that is not, not that common? Before you make a major purchase, like the purchase of a home, let's say you owned a peacock. Would you not say, hey, before we plop money down on a $500,000 house or whatever, let's make damn sure we can, you know, bring Priscilla the peacock along. Like most people would say, yeah, you would check that.
You would have to think if you're moving into an established neighborhood with an HOA that a pig probably is not allowed. Now, they may have said, screw it, who cares? We don't care. Shira is our pet. The boys love her. We're moving in with the pig.
She's a member of the family.
Right.
Who has time to check with an HOA board in the home buying process, by the way? You got to put that contract down within 12 minutes.
That's a great point, Sam.
I don't buy that.
But you would have to know that the pig is probably not going to be accepted, right?
I would agree with that.
I mean, if you have a dog or a cat or a guinea pig or a mouse or whatever, you're probably not that concerned. But it's a pig.
A decision will be made at the neighborhood's next HOA board meeting.
And they're going to tell them to get rid of the pig.
And now it's a thing because now it's in the news.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So we're talking about this family in Shawnee, and Leah and Curtis Rookwood live in Shawnee. They've got a couple of kids, and they have a pig that the HOA is not too fond of, apparently. The pig is named Shira, and Shira is 7 years old, has grown up with the family, grown up with the kids. Her son, Leah's son, is allergic to dog hair and cat hair. So in the interest of getting a family pet, they got a pig. Then they moved into this neighborhood in Shawnee. I believe it's in Western Shawnee somewhere. Of course it is.
Based on the story.
And the HOA is none too happy about Shira being a pig. They claim it's livestock. And they're going to have a meeting later this month to determine whether or not Shira can stay or go. Chances are Shira is going to have to go.
Do they have any specific reasons why they don't want a pig in this neighborhood, or we just can't have a pig in Western Shawnee?
I think it's just become...
It's too redneck for us.
It's become a pissing match in between the HOA. I think if this had maybe been handled differently on the front end, we wouldn't be here, because who cares? It's not like the pig is running around terrorizing people.
What's next, a double wide in the backyard?
Okay.
Okay, Sam. Your disdain for Western Shawnee knows no bounds. Ashley in Overland Park. Ashley, hello.
Hey, guys. Something stinks about this, and it isn't the pig. These people are rule followers. They got a permit for the pig. There
yes.
are tons of dogs and cats and animals that are running around that should be licensed that are not. These people did not do that. They're saying they went to the HOA beforehand, which the HOA acknowledges. I think if the HOA would have told them no, they would not have bought that house, because these people are rule followers. Also, livestock by definition is an animal used for a commercial purpose. This animal is not used for a commercial purpose.
Fair.
So by their own bylaws, this is not livestock. My thoughts.
All right, no, hang on, Ashley, hang on.
I'm gonna
challenge you on that just a little bit. Let's say that the family had a cow that they had no intention of ever eating, killing, selling.
Yeah.
The cow was just a pet. Would that be livestock?
No, that's a pet. Livestock is used for commercial purposes. A bull in a rodeo, that's livestock. It's used for commercial purposes.
But, Ashley, a bull in a rodeo is used for commercial purposes. I wouldn't necessarily want to live next door to one. So I do think there is a space for some sort of rule, but there have to be exceptions.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that, Dana, and that's where they need to be more clear in their bylaws. And if they want to say no livestock, they should say no livestock such as pig, cattle, chickens. You know, they should explicitly state what they mean by livestock, because that is a contract. And when there is ambiguity in a contract, then it goes towards the person who did not draw up that contract.
Yeah.
But you can't just have a chicken in your backyard.
In some places you can.
But in some places it's been approved by the city.
Or the HOA, Scott.
For example, in my neighborhood in Shawnee, we are not allowed to have chickens in our backyard.
Even though in the city of Shawnee you are.
Correct.
So the city, this is another example.
The HOA trumps the city.
Okay. Yes. The city can say, have at it. You can have 3 chickens per household. Anyone want chickens? You can have chickens.
Right.
The city can say that. The HOA can step in and say, not in this neighborhood. That is accurate.
The HOA can say, you cannot paint your house a neon color.
We just looked up the... well,
Shira is a beautiful pig.
She's darling. She looks a little grumpy in this photo. She has her own Instagram account under Shira the Pig. And the family has said, does anyone know anyone who can help my family? We are up against, quote, a relentless HOA in Shawnee. And even though Shira, our pet pig, is not a nuisance or imposing any safety or well-being concerns, they are attempting to break up our family. Can anyone help?
And by the way, it is Western Shawnee.
Do we know the neighborhood? Because I was looking it up before the Microsoft idiots hacked my computer.
I will tell you in your headphones.
Go ahead. Tell me in my headphones.
Okay.
It's the Oakwood neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay.
According to the text line.
All right. I'm not sure where that is.
If anyone lives over there and, like, we need more, like, you would have to say to me, Shira the pig has been spotted on multiple occasions mowing down toddlers on their bicycles, which I have no earthly thought that that's actually happening. You have to show me that this pig is a nuisance, and I don't think the HOA can.
Let's go to Justin in Western Shawnee. Hello, Justin.
Hey, did you say Oakmont or Oakwood area?
Sam said Oak Wood, but that doesn't make any sense. Oak Brook is what he's now saying.
Oh, Oak Brook. Okay. Anyway, so I've had issues with my HOA in the past when we first moved in. In the seller's agreement for the house, we had to cut our fence down from a 6-foot privacy fence down to the height that they allow. The previous owners that lived here had a police dog, and it was a stay outside police dog, and they had to have that fence for safety purposes. Yeah. So when I moved in, I started asking questions like, hey, how do you want me to do this? Can I just take a sawzall to it? Do I need to replace things? No answer for almost an entire year. And I emailed them constantly. And finally, one day they're like, hey, why haven't you taken down your fence right? I was like, because you've never responded to my emails or phone calls or text messages. So cue malicious compliance. I just took a sawzall to it. But then they kind of kept on me for a while. Like, oh, hey, you left your trash can out for a day too long. Here's a $25 fine. And they started doing that for a while. So I just went around my neighborhood and I started documenting things off of their list of what you can and can't do. I sent them the list and I said, here, deal with these things before you keep bothering me.
Huh.
So my suggestion to the person that's dealing with this issue is go to your HOA board, get the neighbors to have a vote on it. And if enough people vote in your favor and they still make you get rid of the pig, run for an HOA board seat. I agree with the previous caller. The rules are written in a specific way. And if the person that wrote the rules wasn't specific enough, that's on them. That's not on her.
Yeah, but how many people go up against the HOA and win? Do you guys not remember the...
Well, but to his point, if you can get enough support, run for the board.
Okay, right. But in the meantime, what does the fine look like for every single day you are in violation? Do you not remember the guy?
What they'll do, they won't fine you. They'll put a lien on your house.
Right, that had the landscaping in his yard. What city was that, you guys? I think it was Olathe. He had some landscaping in his yard that were somehow going back and forth with the HOA on this. He ended up spending, I don't even remember. The lawyers got involved. It was an astronomical amount of money, and it made national news. Maybe 5 years ago, Scott, we talked about it on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And it had something to do with his yard, and I don't remember. I really don't remember what. It was like a little babbling brook in the yard. I don't even remember. But it ended up costing
I want to say it was over like $800,000, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't remember that.
We'd have to go back and look.
Okay. And by the way, Sam, you sold the neighborhood a little short. It's not just Oak Brook. It's Oak Brook of Crimson Ridge.
Yeah.
Oak Brook of Crimson Ridge. And I'm familiar with this neighborhood. It is just north of me. These are very nice homes. It's a small but very nice neighborhood. Very nice.
I think the pig is a better option than a yappy chihuahua.
I'll give you that.
I'll give you that.
I mean, you want to talk about a nuisance.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Allison in Overland Park. Hello.
Hi, yeah. So I was calling because based on the rules, my husband raises ball pythons.
Excuse me?
For profit.
Pythons?
Ball pythons. Snakes. We probably have somewhere between 40 and 50 of them at any given time.
I'm sorry?
Oh.
You're not going to know. It's not like you walk in our house and go, oh, my gosh, there's snakes everywhere. You'll never know. And there's quite a population of people that do this. It's a weird little faction of society. Anyway, so we have these ball pythons, and arguably those are considered something for commercial use. But no one in our neighborhood knows about it. So if you don't know about it, is it really a problem?
Are you saying ball or bald?
B-A-L-L. Like a
ball python.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a big snake.
Well, no. They're only 4 to 6 feet. That's
oh,
not
only
that.
4 to 6 feet. You're right.
Well,
small.
I mean, relatively, yeah.
And where's the fascination with the ball python?
Oh, Lord. This is a whole, there's a lot with this. It's actually a genetics experiment that's a really long-term thing. I actually have a whole lecture I teach, and I do a talk on this at the end of the year every year about why you would try to breed snakes to get different color patterns or different things like that. And so it's actually more about, like, the colors or the patterns or things like that than it is about the snake itself. So...
Okay. Has one ever gotten out and terrorized the neighborhood and then, like, someone called police and you're like, whoops, sorry.
Well, they're pretty much going to go out and find the warmest place they can. And honestly, when the very rare occasion when one gets out, it stays in the room and tries to find water or heat. They're not going to, like, do anything in the neighborhood at all because they'll die. They're a tropical animal, and so they'll die by come December. So
Do they bite?
Well, if you're a mouse or a rat.
But they don't. They wouldn't bite you. They squeeze.
No,
they squeeze humans to death, don't they?
No. These aren't big enough. I mean, I don't put them around my neck, but they're not large enough.
It's not big enough. Now, I wouldn't put it around your neck.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't put any snake around my neck. But, I mean, we've been married for 17-ish years. I've handled them off and on throughout that. I've never been bit. My children have never been bit. My husband gets bit maybe once a year, and that's when he'll tell you he was doing something dumb, like trying to feed with one hand and holding a food item with one hand and holding the drawer open with the other, and it shoots for the hand instead of the food. So
wait, hang on. How long have you and your husband been married?
17 years.
17 years. Did you know, was this a thing when you got married, or did this start after you got married?
No, this was before. In fact, it was almost one of those when we started dating. He was like, how do you feel about snakes? And at the time, I was horrified. I was like, I don't particularly care.
This
for
wasn't
them.
A red flag or a deal breaker?
No. Because once I got to know the animals and once I got to know the reason behind it, it's not just like, hey, I've got creepy things all over my house. My undergrad degree is in genetics. And so there was an amount of interest in, so you have these dominant traits mixing with these recessive traits and you get this in the next generation and that's worth $5,000 versus being worth $20,000. So.
okay, Allison.
That's something.
Have a good day. You have done what few people have done. You've left us speechless.
That's kind of impressive. So
have a good day.
Goodbye.
Let me ask you this, Scott. What would be, and it has to be an animal, what would be a deal breaker for you? And you are in a newer relationship.
Kissing cockroaches.
Okay. Sam, what would be a deal breaker? I've got one.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Hissing cockroaches or tarantulas.
All right. What about ferrets?
They're face eaters, but no, not as long as it remained in the cage.
Rats, mice, any rodent, I'm out.
Hamster? Guinea pig?
A 50-year-old man has a hamster? No, that is a red flag.
No, I have a hamster because I have young daughters.
Well, I wouldn't date someone with young children.
All the above.
Really?
Yeah, just get a dog or a cat, you weirdo.
Okay. Here's one. Iguana.
No, I'd be cool with that.
Now, I would
You wouldn't be like, why do you have an iguana?
I'd be like, why do you have an iguana? But if there was a good reason, I'd be okay with it.
I'd be friends with that person to go check it out, but I don't want to live with that thing.
586-7798. A story here out of Ohio. Police in Ohio have used facial recognition technology to track down the women, who were seen twerking on a police car. Dashboard camera video from June shows multiple women twerking on a police car in Richmond Heights, Ohio. One of the women climbed up on the bumper, and another climbed up and danced on the hood.
Right.
Well, if you're going to twerk, do it on a police car.
This seems like such a great... Cops love it when you do that.
The dancing did cause some damage to the car.
Oh, my God.
Two of the women have been identified. There were three of them, by the way.
Yeah, so it's
and
not the
police
act,
have issued warrants for their arrest.
This isn't dirty dancing. It's not the act of twerking that's the problem. It's the fact that they climbed onto a police car and caused damage.
They have arrested a suspect in connection with the murders of the American Idol music producer and
already?
Her husband.
Okay, listen, we have to update this story because yesterday it sounded like a targeted attack.
The victims, Robin Kay and her husband, Thomas DeLuca, both 70 years of age, were found shot to death inside of their Los Angeles home during a welfare check on Monday. The suspect, 22-year-old Raymond Budarian, was arrested at his home yesterday. Budarian scaled a fence allegedly onto the property and was inside when the victims arrived home and shot them and killed them during a violent struggle. They were shot execution style.
So neighbors had reported, I heard this on the morning news with Wink and A this morning, neighbors had reported they saw some sort of suspicious car that didn't look like it belonged in the last couple of days.
It was a Ford.
Prior, right?
Yeah.
And not that a Ford in and of itself is suspicious, but like a car that they did not recognize, right? Like maybe someone was casing the joint, whatever. Are they now thinking this was a true random?
So the motive is unclear, according to the story from ABC News. Police do not believe that Budarian knew the victims.
Oh, wow.
And he is not a suspect in any other burglaries in the neighborhood. There is no camera footage from inside the home that shows what occurred. Kay had been with the TV show American Idol since 2009. Quoting here from a family spokesperson, we are devastated to hear of Robin and her dear husband Tom's passing.
My God. Listen to this. The wife, the executive.
Robin Kay.
Robin had recently sought out private security, quote, because they felt threatened by somebody.
Odd.
If this is a true random out of all of the bajillion-dollar homes in Encino, where he just thought, they must have something inside I want, wow, my God.
Quick break for the news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.